Hello, hello, hello. This is the Regina Perkins Show, and this is your host, Regina Perkins herself. Bless you guys. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you guys jumping on. You could be doing anything else, but you decided to log on to the Regina Perkins Show. I hope you're having a blessed day so far. I hope your day is going well. I hope your week is going well. I hope your month is going well. As a matter of fact, I hope this whole year is going well for you so far. We're now almost back into the fall season. We're here, right here at the end of July, getting ready to go into the month of August. So if you got kids, I know you're probably getting your kids ready for school and getting them geared up to get ready back into the swing of things. Even yourself maybe taking college courses or whatever, but the season is about to change. So our summer vacay is about to be over. So I just thank you all for listening in today. I just wanted to jump on and give you an encouraging word. I know it's been a minute since I've been on, guys, but I kind of been taking my own sabbatical, my own vacay away, and just trying to revamp, reset, renew, refresh some things within my own self, within my own spirit. I hope you've been doing the same thing too. You know, the summertime, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about the diligence of the ant and how the ant stores up in the summertime for the winter. And I believe even us as Christians, as people, that we also have to store up in the times where we're relaxing. And this summer has been a relaxing time for many of us to relax. The pandemic has kind of eased down just a bit, but now it's rising back up. But it gave us an opportunity for some of us to travel, to do some things with your families. And so it's a time for you to kind of refresh and reset yourself. Give yourself some R&R, some rest and relaxation, so you'll be ready to go into the winter months, into the colder months, and be more productive. If we don't take those times out for our own self, then our productivity will be low. And some of us are beating ourselves up now because we're like, you know, I just can't get back into the swing of things like I used to. I can't seem to pray like I used to pray. I can't seem to read my Bible like I used to read my Bible. And many of you, it's not because you have backslidden or anything of that nature, but it's because you've gotten yourself to a place of burnout. You've gotten yourself to a place where you need to stop and kind of relax for just a minute. If you follow the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord will begin to give you, He will give you strategies, and He will give you ways to even take care of your own self, your physical body, not just our spiritual body, but He also will give you strategies. He will give you instructions on what it is that you need, Have you ever noticed that some, you know, even with your appetite, that there are some times when I don't feel like eating any meat, or maybe God will just tell me, just eat vegetables or something like that. And those are the times when we follow the Spirit. And I believe it's so pertinent and it's so important at this hour and at the season of our time that we do hear the Spirit of the God, Spirit of the Lord, and that we begin to follow His mandates and what He's telling us to do. God knows He knows the end from the beginning. So God knows where you're going to land. So we need to follow Him. And a lot of things that sounds like ridiculous requests that we seem to think that this just can't be God. Sometimes it's God's leading and pulling us, that He could bring us into another place in Him. And He's preparing you for those places. So many times we discount the voice of the Lord and we believe that we're not hearing Him, when in all actuality that it is Him speaking unto you. And because it's unfamiliar, it's unfamiliar request that it doesn't seem like this can't possibly be Him, don't worry, it is. And so I just want to encourage you today to stay steadfast. Stay steadfast, unmovable. I hear that word so strong in my spirit. Stay steadfast. That means stay quick, be ready at all times. That means stay grounded, stay rooted. Don't sway from the left or to the right, but stay rooted and grounded in the Word of God, and continue to allow Him to speak to you what He wants you to do in this season. So you guys forgive me, that I believe that was one of my notifications going off, but I'm not going to let that deter me from speaking into your life today, because I believe God has a word for the people of the Lord. And I believe that word that I just said, steadfast, unmovable, steadfast, unmovable. Don't allow yourself to be swayed from the things that God have called you to do. Keep your focus. y'all, you better hear, because this is straight from the Lord. This is a flow. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. The enemy many times will bring so many distractions in our lives. Many times he will use the people closest to us, our children, our husbands, our family. He will use the people that can get to us, and sometimes they don't know it. So don't fault them. They don't know that the enemy is using them to distract you from what God is calling you to do. And many times we will fall for that. We'll fall for that, quote unquote, okie doke. We'll fall for that thing. And we'll allow ourselves to get so drawn away from the purposes of God that when we finally wake ourselves up from the stupor that we've been in, this drunken stupor that we've been in, we'll find that the thing that God has called us to do is way off. We no longer have the inspiration for it no more. We no longer have the intuition for it no more, because we've allowed ourselves to be pulled away from what God was calling us to do. And when the season is past, then that thing is hard to get back into that thing. I remember the Lord speaking to me once before, and he said, you wait too long before you move on the things that God tell you to do. Move when the wind is up on it. The wind, when the Spirit is breathing up on something, when the wind of the Lord is beginning to blow up on something, move with that wind. And don't wait to after it's over to come back and say, oh, let me go back and pick this up, because now the inspiration is not on it no more. Not meaning to say that God is not still giving you that assignment, but it seems like that thing is more harder. It's more of a struggle because the wind of God is not up on it. Oh my God. Are y'all listening to me? So sometimes we'll find ourselves, and even me, I'm guilty of unfinished projects because we move from this to that, to this, to that, to this and that. And God says, stay with the thing that I'm giving you now. Move with that thing now while the oil is flowing upon it. The oil makes it easy. The oil makes it simple. And when the oil is up on it, that's when God's on it. Oh, shikataba. So allow God to move you in that place. Oh, man, sidibikotaba. I heard a word, resurrection. Resurrect those things. He's getting ready to use you in a mighty way. And those things that you thought was over with, God said, I'm going to bring them back to life again. And when God brings them back to life, he wants you to go forward. Push. It's going to take a press and a push in this season. Maybe a press and push that you've never seen before, but a press and a push. Because there's going to be so much going on. So much going on in our world, around us. But it is up to us to stay on track. Stay with the pulse of God. That pulse that beats. Stay with that pulse. Stay with that. Stay with that. Stay with that. Stay with that. And don't allow anyone to move you from it. No one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I hope that encouraged your heart today. I just wanted to stop by and give you a quick word this morning. This was we're going to call this one of my meditation moments. Y'all know my meditation moments. We're going to call this one of my meditations moments because it's something to think about. It's a quick word, but it don't take God long sometimes to just drop something in your spirit that you can ride on for the rest of the day, something that you can meditate and toss over in your mind and in your spirit that you may find yourself doing just what God needed you to do. Because someone, that word was for you. God has given you a dream and a vision and a goal. God has given it to you, and you're allowing it to sit there because you're waiting on something else to happen. But God said, just move with it. Flow with it. Flow in the river. Flow in the river. That's for you. Flow in the river. Just flow in the river. Oh, my kitahi. Flow in the river with it. So bless you. Thank you for listening in to the Regina Perkins Show today. Don't forget to go and like and follow me on Facebook, the Regina Perkins Show, and also the Regina Perkins Ministry. I have a YouTube. I mean, not Facebook. Facebook. Regina Perkins Show. Yeah, Facebook. But don't forget to go to YouTube. That's what I'm trying to get to. Regina Perkins Show is on YouTube. And also my ministry channel, Regina Perkins Ministries, is on YouTube as well. Need to work on that one. Need to upload some more things on it. But the Regina Perkins Show is on and popping. We're talking about everything. That's me unplugged. Inspiration, food, lifestyle, travel. So follow me on there. You guys, follow me on all of the platforms. You can catch this podcast on Spotify. Listen, I started off with just Spreaker, and it's grown to over 7 or 8 different platforms now. Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it, it's there. Radio Public, iTunes, it's everywhere. So you want to listen to some of my old archives with some of the, with my entire show, you can go on Spreaker, but my other ones are sprinkled. Spreaker and iTunes has the entire library of all my podcasts, but I've just now got it opened up on Spotify and all these other different platforms. You may not see them all, but if you want them all, listen to all of them, go back and listen from the very first one. It's been over 2 years now. Spreaker and iTunes has them all. So you guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today. You guys are a blessing to me. Thank you for hanging in there, logging on, listening. I really appreciate it. Building an audience with podcasts, it can be difficult sometimes, but you hang in there and you keep going at it and keep hammering at it. So I pray that the person that needs to hear this word of the Lord heard it today. You heard it today. And I pray God continues to bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ever ask or think. I hope you have a blessed day. God bless.